All right, so here we go. I was asking a question. You know, I was making a statement that very often when people are arrested, it's because someone has brought an accusation against them. Someone has accused them of something. Some kind of wrongdoing. Listen to this. He told them, when they arrest you, verse 17, be on your guard against men. Verse 19, but when they arrest you, verse 21, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. And have them put to death. Siblings having each other put to death. Parents having children put to death. Children having parents put to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share with you. Well, we'll look at it another time. But just be thinking about all the ways we can see that kind of stuff either happening now or in the makings, depending on what part of the world you live in. All men will hate you because of me. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Now listen now. He is speaking directly to the 12 disciples. What he's telling them is certainly going to apply to us. It is applied to many, many people throughout the ages. It is going to apply to us as well. It is going to apply to the people who will be here during the Great Tribulation. The times, the worst times that will have ever been experienced on the earth. And he's saying, all men will hate you because of me. He's saying to people who are already saved, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. We have to remember, salvation is an ongoing process. It is a process that has a beginning, a continuation, and an end that leads into the eternal phase of salvation. From a temporal standpoint, there's a beginning, the point at which we submit to the Lord Jesus. The continuation of that as we continue to grow and develop as Christians. The end of the temporal phase where, for whatever the reason, whether it's because we die or whether it's because we're raptured out of here alive, the temporal phase of life, the temporal phase of existence comes to an end. And then at that point, everyone who will have faithfully followed the Lord all the way enters into the eternal phase of salvation, receiving glorified bodies that will be with their glorified spirits, our glorified bodies, our glorified spirits. And that's why he's saying those who stand firm to the end will be saved. Now stay with me. He's going to make it clear. He's going to shed some more light on that. He who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of them. I'm going to share with you information that will help us understand what this is all about. I'm going to be talking with you some more about suffering well, and that's what we're about. Remember, he's saying to them now, do not be afraid of them. Not being overwhelmed by fear is one of the ways that we go about the business of suffering well. More on this next time. Coming up, though, more information that you can use.